morning's weather comes direct from Mr. Carlo Weather himself, Alan O'Reilly.
Well, happy Friday. 20 years of beet breakfast, and it's going to be a cold, bitter day to celebrate it. But the sunshine will come, so that'll help with the celebrations later this afternoon. We'll have to wait for the sun to reach the sunny southeast, but it will eventually. And it's going to be a lot better than it was this day 20 years ago, when it was a damp and misty start. But temperatures were a lot higher 20 years ago. But we've seen a lot of weather over the last 20 years. But fair play to you, Niall, and Beat Breakfast. 20 years is a fair achievement. So best luck with another 20. And hopefully in 20 years' time, I'll be able to give you an even better forecast.
Thank you, Alan.
Aww.
Thank you, Rachel. It's time to bring
out Beat Breakfast with Niall and Joe and Vinny and Mary.
Vincent Bradley and Mary O'Neill, welcome back. Welcome home.
This is like radio legends joining forces. This is mad. Even looking at you here.
I feel like Niall has been threatening to get the band back together for years, and now it finally has happened.
This is so sweet. You look so good, lads. You look phenomenal.
God, I don't know, Shona. I'm looking at those photos from 20 years ago going, God.
If you're wondering.
Don't take any photos of me today. Sorry,
Vinny. You look so stunning, Mary. I wish you could see what I see. You're gorgeous.
This is what happens when you don't get up at stupid o'clock.
You start to look refreshed, rejuvenated.
You've reversed. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Welcome back, guys. It's an absolute privilege to share the studio with you. We were very excited when you said yes. Thank you for coming.
Thank
you for...
This is the first time in studio with Vinny since 2021 and Mary since 2012.
2012. 14 years. A whole teenager and a bit ago. Yeah, it's a very long time ago.
That's how we measure time now.
Exactly.
There's so many messages coming in for you. Let's be honest. There's a shrine behind him this morning, right? Somebody asked, did he put these up on the wall?
I asked.
No, Mary, I did this for him. Although he said it wouldn't be on the realms of possibility. There's pictures everywhere. Yeah. There's messages coming in. He asked yesterday and all week on the show for essays.
I just thought, I didn't want people to rush into some kind of, congratulation message. I thought they should sit down one of the evenings this week and write a tribute properly, for me. Right.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, which I presume. We'll give you some space in a few minutes to do your tributes.
Grand.
I want to read a couple of the messages coming in. Grace was on from Bagnallstown. Happy 20th birthday, Beat Breakfast. Niall, what can I say? Legend, we love you. But I nearly fainted when I heard Vinny's voice. Aww. My Friday is made.
Joe said, Vinny and Mary, my God, I'm 27 again. Happy birthday, guys. Love to all. Oh, lads, the OGs. Niall, Vinny and Mary, listen from the beginning. Your class from Barbara in Waterford. And
I'm going to read this one from Ailish. It's nice. Happy birthday, Beat Breakfast. Huge shout out to Niall and Show, the only two people who've seen me through more moods than my own family. You've been with me on the sleepy drives to work, the why won't anyone put on their shoes morning madness, and the days I've been running on zero sleep with sick kids. You deserve medals. Some mornings you're the only adult conversation I get before 9 a.m. and you don't even know it. So thanks for the laughs, the random chats, the tunes, and for making the chaos feel slightly more manageable. 20 years down, so you've practically reared us all at this stage.
Oh, they're so sweet. Polly says, Mary, it's been a long time since we heard her laugh on the radio.
I am determined we will get the dirty laugh before 9 o'clock. It's what you were famous for.
Well, I was thinking last night, about over the years, I was thinking, what were we laughing at constantly? We actually just laughed constantly.
We talked about this on the show yesterday because there's a report out that a 10% of people can't remember the last time they had a good laugh, and 1 in 5 people haven't had a good laugh in the last fortnight. And we were like, are we simpletons? We're laughing every 10 minutes.
We laugh. I think I've laughed more in the last 5 years on this show than I have ever laughed in the whole of my
life.
Yeah, honestly, we just at anything.
I think the danger is though, we laughed at stuff you couldn't possibly laugh at.
Well, that's true. 100%.
Yeah, yes. I was playing some of those clips yesterday to our Brian. Yeah. Right, guys, we do have some other admin and functional stuff to do today, including, it's still here, lads, Beat the Bomb. It's still a staple. It's still a favourite. And this week we're teaming up with our friends at Tile Store and More, and we're giving you a chance to win some vouchers this week. Top score is 12 points, and you have a chance to get yourself a voucher. €50 voucher for coming on air and having a bit of crack with us, and a €100 voucher if you get the highest score of the week, thanks to our friends at Tile Store and More on the Old Dublin Road in Enniscorthy. If you want to play...
Yeah, if you want to play 085-102-9103, while Niall eats, he was brought in a bla.
Former colleague and boss, Gabrielle, has just been into us with a red lead bla, and if you know the way to my heart, it is through a red lead bla, so I'm happy.
So you have your red lead bla, and also please be upstanding for the Beat Breakfast 20th birthday cake.
The cake is here.
main man is distracted because there's an issue with cameras in studio, and if ever there was a day where everything needs to be captured so that he can look back on it, like tomorrow night he wants to sit down with a Chinese
widescreen
and he wants to watch back in HD. What happened on Beats 20th birthday, Breakfast 20th birthday, and like you want to make sure that everything is like you and like look at his hair, look at his hair, Mary, look at the hair.
You're looking very well, Niall, I must say. That green, that moss green is lovely.
Well, thank you.
Did you put a lot of thought into your rig out for
today? Well, I'll have multiple rig outs for today. It's a long day ahead, so
it's
really
the Oscars. Yeah.
Well, now, Mary, I will say, and Vinny, I don't know if this was the same in your time, but when Niall puts a shirt and a jumper on, there's a couple of reasons. One, he's celebrating himself. Two, the main man from Dublin is coming.
Yeah, the main man. Like, I'm the main man. He's the main man.
Or three, he's given a speech somewhere. All
okay.
Right. So
is today all three? All three. Or two three?
Well, I don't know if the main man is coming. Who knows?
Do you think the main man will come?
I deserve it, don't
I? I'm glad I put on something for the main man as well, yeah.
All this week on Beat the Bomb, we're teaming up with Tile Store and More to help you refresh your bathroom and finally create the space you've been dreaming of. And they've got everything you need to bring your dream bathroom to life. You can check them out online at Tile Store and More or visit their showroom on the Old Dublin Road in Enniscorthy.
Question for you. We only discovered this in the latter years. How many empty toilet rolls are in your room?
In my ensuite, it's probably about 11 at the moment. It's like, you know, the rolls, you just let them pile it up. And
do you play that game where you try and fit them all into the one?
No, he doesn't put them in the one, he just lines them up.
I might need them for make and do at some point.
We might see. If Tile Store and More can store you with like a holder for them or something, then they can become like an artist's display. Nicole, talk to us, darling. You're on Beat the Bomb this morning. It's Friday. How are you?
I'm great. I'm here in the Lazy Cow Coffee House in Carrick, so we have to sing happy birthday first with girls.
Okay, I love this.
Before we start.
You know Niall so well.
I have three of them in here behind the counter now. Yeah. They're mortified.
Let's do it.
Great, ready, lads? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Niall. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, well done, girls.
Well done. Well
you,
done.
You know Niall so well. Like, this is really impressive.
It's not really my birthday, but I could be like the Queen and have two birthdays now.
I would have thought happy birthday beat breakfast fitted better.
Yeah. I get it.
Girls.
For Princess Niall.
Oh! Nicole bringing the shade. We love it. We love it.
Lisa, he's not hearing no birthday with anyone. Yeah, so you left him.
It's shots fired, and it's only what time?
Don't start that, Nicole. We could be here all night with that one. Listen, darling, are you playing with the girls in the coffee shop, or are they making your coffee and you play?
A bit of both. I'm hoping that they'll help me out here now because I'm a bit rusty.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, well, let's do this. Best of luck. 12 is the score to beat. Let's do it.
Nicole, what boy band was Justin Timberlake a part of?
NSYNC.
Yes. What is the name of a hurling ball?
Slitter.
Is right. What team will Ireland take on in the Six Nations this weekend?
Italy.
Is right. What is the name of the hobbit played by Elijah Wood in Lord of the Rings?
Bilbo Baggins?
The other one.
No, it's Frodo. What fast food chain introduced the Whopper?
Burger King.
Yes, what is the capital of Brazil?
Ooh. It's not Rio.
Brasilia?
Yes! What country did ABBA come from?
Sweden.
Yeah. What male tennis player has the most Grand Slam titles?
Federer?
No, it's the other one. It's Djokovic. Too late. Which Formula One champion drives for Red Bull?
Verstappen.
Is right. What actor is known for playing Thor?
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Is right, yes. What Netflix series features the game Red Light, Green Light?
Squid Game.
Yes. What is the national symbol of Wales?
Oh, a line?
No, it's a dragon. What celebrity founded the beauty brand Fenty?
Oh, Rihanna.
Is right.
Which sitcom featured the coffee shop Central Park?
Friends.
Yeah, which singer is known as the Material Girl?
Madonna.
What's the name of Jeremy Clarkson's farm?
Oh, pass.
It's Diddly Squat. What nation is known as the Kiwis, or are known as the Kiwis?
New Zealand.
Yeah. As of 2026, what is the best-selling computer game of all time?
Minecraft?
Is the right answer on the button? Nicole,
give a shout out first. Two customers came in and started to participate, and there's three girls behind the counter. So it was a six-team effort.
Okay. Oh, and did you like the little ending there on Beat the Bomb with the OG?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, all of you in the coffee shop this morning in Clonmel can split the Carrick, you can split the €100 voucher for Tiles Store and More. Oh, because you are the overall winner. Yay! Yay! We are absolute legends. And Nicole, you've been such a loyal listener to the show. Thank you for always being there. We really appreciate you. And happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Bye, girls.
Bye. It's time
to bring out Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show and Vinny and Mary.
Okay. If you've just joined us and you're wondering what's going on, today is the 20th anniversary of Beat Breakfast going on air. It was February 13th, World Radio Day, ironically, in 2006, that myself and Vinny and Mary kind of started together. You were initially a producer and then a couple of months in, you joined us as one of the main presenters, yeah?
Yeah, myself and Vinny started in the newsroom and sport, which we kept doing for our whole time. Yeah. And then we were kind of adopted onto Breakfast as the years went on. So yeah, I think it was 2006. I was doing it for 6 years, I know that.
Yeah.
So I think, 2006 to 2012. And the most embarrassing thing is the day I left in 2012, I cried hysterically, both
darling,
live on air, and it was more embarrassing than anything. So live on air and then upstairs in the canteen. And then I saw you all the next Monday because I started
you were still working here.
In the building in WLR. So I never really left. So I made a holy show of myself and then stuck around
for
another 10 years.
And then you had to walk back in. Oh,
exactly.
I was exactly the same, but I didn't cry.
Yeah.
So you didn't embarrass yourself. So not really exactly.
No, I did plenty of that over the years, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, we'll have some of those coming up.
Oh my God, I cried the day that I did.
Shona did cry. In fact, Shona broke protocol. We were in separate studios.
Yeah.
It was lockdown. I wasn't in a studio with you for years. Mm. I was in there, she was in there, and Shona came in tears going, I need a hug.
I broke out. I was like, no, I have to hold him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really emotional.
I'm going to read just a couple of quick messages coming in because people are a bit overwhelmed. Aoife says, oh lads, Vinny back on beat. What are you doing to me? And Mary! Also, Sonia says, I'm so emotional listening to you all. How lovely to hear all the OGs together again. Not a morning has gone by that I haven't listened to Niall and the crew. I even brought you on holidays. Enjoy all the celebrations. Roll on the next 20 years. And also, with a message here from Lisa, who says, OMG, Vinny on Beat the Bomb made my day. Someone remembered earlier the school buses that you used to play. I mean, that was pandemonium, but it was a big thing back in the noughties.
What was that?
A different time.
They'd ring in from the school bus and all the students and the driver would take part.
Were we allowed to put 15, 16, 17-year-olds on the radio without permission, Niall, do you think?
Probably playing a quiz. Educational.
There was no rude questions.
Yeah. Well, there's no guarantee of that.
Walter says, happy 20th birthday, Beat Breakfast. Thank you for a glorious 20 years on the wireless. Mary and Vinny's voices, the throwback is incredible. Wish you all great success in the future. And thank you, Niall, Shona, Killian, the OGs, Vinny and Mary. Thank you so much.
Okay, right. We've got some more memories coming up in just a mo. And also, we're reliving some classic daily dilemmas. It's
time to bring out Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show and Vinny and Mary.
Breakfast is 20 today. The memories are flooding in left, right and centre. Actually, I want to play this one. Ross, who's been with us from pretty much the start, he had a memory which I think ye might kind of remember as well from the early days.
I remember as well, there used to be a guy every week he'd ring in, a guy called Farreller. He was fair funny. My God, I'm going back years now. I'm going back 2005, 2006, 2007. But yeah, I remember long before the motorway was ever there, I used to work up in Carlow and I used to drive up every morning and I'd have Beat Breakfast coming through the speakers.
Thank you, Ross. Aww, thank you for the memory.
Thank you,
yeah, lots of characters Farrell over the years. You and him, Farrell, used to have a bit of a battle going on for slagging each other.
Did we?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something happened. Like there was
No, okay. Let's not start any rumours.
Yeah,
no,
there's enough of them out there.
Tara says, 20 years here, listen since the start, every morning on my way to school and now bringing my daughter to school and listen to you on the way to work. Can't wait for the show tonight in the Set Theatre. I love Daily Demo Uncensored. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Yeah, we're in Mary's hometown tonight.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it. Roll out the red carpet.
Up the cats. Don't be saying anything slaggy or rude.
We will not.
Penny. You should hear the way he talks to me. It's
Mary, I wouldn't do that. You know, I won't let him do that tonight.
Coincidentally. Am I on, Vinny?
You're on.
Coincidentally, we were there for the 10th birthday.
I was literally saying that 10 years ago today, we were there and celebrated our 10th birthday.
And didn't you say it was the 13th? It was Friday the 13th as well?
Yeah. So was Niall, Vinny, Trish and Jason Byrne with us.
Yes, I was telling the story,
it was yesterday, earlier this morning, about the lovely surprise of you going to Edinburgh in 18 hours and we were so tired.
Yeah, and it was Valentine's weekend and I think, what year was that?
10 years ago, so 2016.
It was the first or second Valentine's with my other half. So aww, it was like,
you had to leave her.
Am I allowed to go on Valentine's? It's a good thing I had nothing planned.
You did. Yes.
Oh yeah, it was
the two of us and Trish and Emma. It was snowing.
It was freezing.
I remember seeing the pictures of you on Instagram.
They made me play bagpipes on the side of the street in Edinburgh.
That's not you at all.
No,
it's like
not.
That wouldn't be.
They weren't even real bagpipes.
Couple of quick bits, right? I suppose what you're up to now. People are wondering.
Yes.
I know, Vinny. You can be heard across Carlow and Kilkenny in the afternoons on KCLR.
Yeah, if you want to hear me asking more quiz questions, for instance, I do that. So yeah, 4 to 7, Carlow, Kilkenny.
Very good. And Mary can still be heard on WLR. Now, this is great, right? You're worried. Oh, I'm here talking about Katie Price. There's hope. She works in the business world now. She does business. Serious stuff.
I'm fine to stay in my world, to be honest. Mary's amazing.
I actually feel really bad that I know so little now about like Sabrina Carpenter and people like that. Mm. I'm still in the part-time radio game.
At SETU.
Yeah, started a new job last week. So,
but she's just wandering around hoping people think she's a fresher. Isn't that right? You're lost.
Oh my God, and the students look so young. So nobody thinks I'm a fresher. Definitely not.
Well, I think you look fresh, darling. I think you look amazing. Right, this is a curveball for Niall, right?
Okay.
Because he doesn't like not being in control of this show, right? But he has learned to loosen up a little bit over the last few years. I would believe that you have given me a little bit more leeway. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I have.
I got this message late the other night from Brian, right? And people that listen to the show will know Brian and Vinny and Mary, you're familiar with Brian's
work. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
He is the social media guru here at Beat. And he sent me a message at 21 minutes past 12 on Wednesday night. And for anybody that works in breakfast radio, you'll know you don't be texting somebody. Yeah. Yeah, that's not appropriate, Mary,
no way.
Is it? It's not
you
appropriate.
Were up at what? 5 in the morning?
4:30, Mary. 4:30. Oh,
the
HR issue, isn't it?
That's a blocking incident.
Yeah. People in culture.
Until I read it, all right? Okay. I'm so sorry for the late text, but I don't imagine you'll see this till you wake. He didn't know that though. But I had to tell you immediately. I found some generational stuff. A video in particular. I'll show you tomorrow. But when I say this, it's some good beep.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Radio.
So there is some audio here. And before we play it, we had no idea that you had a little doggy in your life. All three of you. And you went for a little walk in the woods.
Oh no.
Why?
No.
Brian, get out.
No. A lot more painful for them than it is for me.
This particularly bothers Vinny.
Oh no.
Deep breaths, lads. So deep breaths. We'll get through it.
No.
I remember the words.
At least the listeners can't see the awful, weird video.
We'll share the video later.
Oh no, it's awful.
Bad.
Vinny, Niall and Mary will always be around. Whenever listen back to the ad.
Even the lyrics are so corny, whenever there's some crack to the ad. It's like Bosco.
We are the breakfast team. Mary, Vinny, Niall and Timmy McDonald.
Timmy.
We are the breakfast crew.
Which is ironic because Mary had a cat called Timmy.
We're coming right. We couldn't even think of a different dog from the famous five.
And when I saw it, I thought you were the, what's the band called? Who do they think they were? You had bell bottoms on. Like, I thought you were meant to be like, hey, with the
monkeys.
There was no pattern or rhyme or reason. That was awful. That was a terrible phase.
Yeah, I've had
legal people trying to delete all trace of that. Mm.
It doesn't end there, though, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
The big birthday bus is coming, and Wexford will be jumping. What a fresh Tipperary with Vinny, Niall and Mary.
I mean, the lyrics, it was was poetic. We should have got an Ivor Novello Award.
Can I call out our good friend Orla Rapple here?
Yeah.
I remember when this went live, I said to her, please don't tell anyone. And can I just say, she picked the people in my life who she knew would be the most scoffing about it and rang them. And I really, it was back when things could go under the radar a little bit more than they can now. Mm-hmm. Was it pre-social media?
Just about.
What I do remember about that video is it was in the Bebo era where you could post YouTube links as your Bebo, and I think she watched it about 1,000 times.
There were dance moves on the bandstand in the People's Park.
Thanks to Michelle Condon, the legend.
Yeah, in fairness, Michelle,
we need
great.
To get moving.
Yeah, we will
and
get that video up later, though.
So we won't. Some classic Daily Dilemmas on the way. Stay with us. Louise, couple of quick messages. I've been listening to you since Mam was dropping me to secondary school. I'm now 34. I had my dream job with ye on the Beat Fleet when I was 20, and I used to show off that I worked with ye. Since then, Mam died, and I'm now driving my own little girl in the mornings listening to ye. You've remained the constant in all our mornings and cheered us all up over the years. So happy birthday.
So
thank you,
sweet.
Louise.
Michelle, this is the sweetest. Just listening on the way to work, and I actually got chills when Vinny joined in on Beat the Bomb. Look what you're doing to the people of the Southeast, Vinny. That voice. Throwback to sitting in the car going to school in the mornings. Didn't expect it. Thank you for 20 years, Michelle in Kilkenny.
Okay, while you're here, and we don't have you guys for long because we've got to get to work and stuff, there's only one thing that's been a constant through all our different eras, and that is
the Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Started kind of naturally with me, Vinny and Mary. Do we remember Flowers Lady?
Yes, I still remember Flowers Lady.
It was Valentine's Day. It must have been actually around now. And she texted in one morning, and her daughter, who was 7 or 8, had gone to the florist to buy flowers with Daddy. She didn't get any flowers, and she wants to know what to do.
That's proper Love Actually stuff.
Yeah, and proceeded for a few days, and in the end, she never got flowers, and she messaged us about a year later. She'd left them and all the rest, but that was the kind of natural start of the Daily Dilemma, which then became a thing. What I'm going to do is, just for the next couple of minutes, I've picked 3 dilemmas through the years and the generations. I'm going to throw them at you for quick reactions, okay? So let's start with number one. Lads, I need some advice. This is from 2013. My granddad went into hospital last week for surgical procedure. He's in for about a week, doing well. We've been in and out to see him, and on Saturday morning I called into my granny to make sure she was okay and had everything she needed. When I rang the door, my granny answered and looked very flustered. As I walked in, I saw their old friend, let's call him Jack, standing in the kitchen wearing a dressing gown. There was a very awkward, long-winded story about Jack losing his keys, and quite frankly, I didn't buy it. Jack has been best friends with my granddad for years. They go to the pub together. They go to the plowing together. It seems pretty clear to me what was going on, but at this stage of my grandparents' lives, I don't want to cause trouble. What should I do?
Jack, they do everything together.
Jack in the dressing gown, granddad's dressing gown.
Jack the lad.
Granny. I'd have to tell my granddad.
Would you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, he doesn't deserve that. There's still life in him, I'd say. He could still move forward. My granddad got married again when he was in his 70s.
Yeah, but maybe you don't know. Maybe they're all, everybody's aware of what's going on.
I was going to say, we have no idea what sort of arrangement.
Well, that's true.
In that house, a den of iniquity.
Okay, so it's mixed feelings about telling granddad.
That's more of an uncensored dilemma, to be honest. I can't believe you're reading that out in the morning.
I wouldn't get involved.
Okay, I don't have time to do Mammy on the Landing. Do you remember Mammy on the Landing?
To be honest, something in my head said we were heading for Granny on the Landing there.
No, it was Mammy on the Landing.
Mammy on the Landing.
Yeah, who was having fun with another woman, and her daughter discovered them. But we'll keep going. Nyland Show. I started seeing a guy recently, and it's early days, but it's going well. He has his own place, so weekends I've been staying over a bit. And last Sunday we woke up, we were watching TV in his room. He went out to get his coffee, but I felt there was something rough at the end of the bed. I lifted up the covers to find a big hard toenail. I nearly puked. I was like, that's vile, but he must have forgot to bin it.
Oh, not Vinny. No, don't do this to Vinny.
Until I looked again and I found 2 more. Not as big, but still.
No.
I'm close to vomiting even now. He came back from the shop, and I'm not one to shy away from things, so I said it straight out. I said, I found your manky toenails in the bed. He burst out laughing and said, ha, sure, they're like collector's items. I'm still repulsed, mostly because he seems to think it's normal. He's a nice guy, but this is weird. Should I dump him over this?
Is this separate to the guy that kept them in the jar?
Oh, what?
come on.
Yeah, see, lads.
What I was has looking become for... of this show?
I'm sorry, Vinny. I'm sorry to do it to you, but there was another guy who kept his toenails in a jar. At least he put them in a jar, right? And I met him on a night in the Crown in Westbridge.
He called in the show. No, he didn't have
him. No, but he came up to me and he said, I'm toenail guy.
I thought you were going to say Tony. No, what you do with this guy is you phase him out.
Phase him out.
Yay. I've nothing else to ask.
Okay, last one. And this is recent, but it got a lot of talk in the Southeast. Hi, Beat Breakfast. I was listening to your dilemma this morning about the girl being taken to the chipper on a date. Well, I had to write in to you to tell you what happened to me this weekend. I've been on a couple of dates with a girl and we said we'd meet up on Saturday for a walk on the beach. After walking for a while, we both realised we were hungry, so we headed to a nearby deli that had a picnic tables outside. As we went in, I asked her what she wanted and she said she'd look after herself. So I went to the counter, got myself a chicken fillet roll and a can and headed out to the picnic area. She followed me out a couple of minutes later and I couldn't believe what she had in her hand. A full rotisserie chicken.
Mary, even in your worst time.
Oh, yeah. Even after a big night.
Yeah.
She proceeded to sit down and tear it apart with her hands, chomping into the chicken. She said, this is great. I won't need a dinner this evening after this. Lads, tell me this is not normal behaviour. Who buys and eats a rotisserie chicken from the deli?
It's like a scene out of The Revenant.
Not to be surprised, the absolute support for her. People were like,
your rotisserie chicken will probably cost you the same as a fillet roll nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I mean, part of me respects and applauds her massively because she doesn't care when anyone goes.
She's doing her. And we actually tried it. We got a rotisserie chicken.
It's really nice.
They're
delicious. It's just the image will forever be intense for her. But she got a lot of support, that lady, didn't she?
Okay, thank you for the update on that. Daily Dilemma live, of course, tonight at Set Theatre in Kilkenny. I think there's still a couple of tickets, beat102103.com. Before you go, another staple of Beat Breakfast all through the years. And it varied because I used to be the cheese guy, Vinnie used to be the no cheese guy, and then when Sho stepped in, I gave her cheese. I'm now no cheese. I now lose all the time, Vinnie. Don't worry.
You don't. And you've forgotten the one thing on your day, your 20th birthday here, you've forgotten your notebook.
I didn't forget it.
It's
just locking on. I have a stats book. So let's get to this, right? There we are. Okay, so it's girls versus boys this morning. You're back in Sho and you're back in me. Yeah. Although it was hard. We had to pick from 2006 and I wasn't allowed to pick anything because I was told everything is cheese.
I didn't. Oh, God.
Oh my God, the rose!
Yeah, I know, but like his ideas of what no cheese are would be very different to mine. Anyway, mine is very cheesy, okay? And I consulted with all the girls in the office yesterday and we've come to the conclusion that there's only one 2006 hit that everyone wants to hear. It's Shane Warden, That's My Goal. I'm not here.
Introduced him on stage, Mary.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, it's
Waterford Music Fest.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm backing him this morning.
Yeah.
Thanks. And again, you can say this cheese. I don't care. I just like the song. My no cheese this morning from 2006 is Bob Sinclair.
That's no cheese.
Dance tune.
Exactly, Mary. Yeah. Come on,
shenanigans.
Remember, it's my birthday. My birthday. If you want to hear Shane Ward, text the word cheese. If you want to hear Bob Sinclair World Hold On, you text no cheese to 085-102-913. Vote count in 5 minutes' time. Mary, you have to run.
I do.
You have a job.
I have a job.
A serious job.
Yes, yes.
It has been an absolute pleasure.
Mary!
Thanks a million. And can I say a massive thanks to Shona for organising all this? And I know you put so much work into the
My
amazing
shrine.
Photos. The shrine. Mm. It reminds me of that episode of Alan Partridge where he goes and visits one of his fans and there's just a shrine to him.
Pictures.
Mary, you are the loveliest lady. You've always been so supportive of everybody that has walked through these doors.
Oh,
honestly, you're such a legend and it's a privilege to share the studio.
Thanks
for
you
saying.
Oh, and happy birthday, Niall.
Thank you very much. I'll see you really soon. Yeah. Get voting. Oh, there's all divilment going on. Divilment.
I'm sorry, I love you and you're the main man and you make me laugh every day. Vinny's very funny.
Thank you very much. That's a lovely thing to say.
You know, you are. And I said to you off air, the amount of messages coming in for you,
Thank
Mary,
you for all the lovely messages. We have read them all. I can't read them all out. So we're already about 10 minutes late for the news. Nothing changes in 20 years. Before we get cheese and no cheese.
Just before we get
another
to the results.
Surprise.
He hates surprises. There are very few, I'll do my speech in the next hour, okay? There are very few people that last as long in this game as you have, Niall Power. And there's so much love and admiration for you for what you've done. But there was only one person that I feel would truly know what it's like to walk in your shoes and to have done the same thing that you've done over the last 20 years and more.
Hello, good morning to all the Beat Breakfast listeners. This is Ian Dempsey here, and I want to especially say hello to Niall Power. 20 years on Beat Breakfast. Good man, I know what it's like. Mm. And to be honest with you, Niall, I've never really heard your show. I mean, I know who you are. We've met on numerous occasions. I've never heard your show because I'm kind of doing it myself at exactly the same time. I'm not trying to poach your listeners across or anything. I swear to God, honestly, no, I'm not. I'm not trying to do that. I want to wish you all the very best because I know what it's like. There's only a few of us out there who know what it's like to be getting up at whatever hour. I'm up at 4:30 in the morning. You're probably up at a similar time yourself. Mm. But congratulations. This is fantastic news altogether, and keep it going as long as you can. Once you wake up in the morning and jump out of the bed and go for it, that's all you need to do. And best wishes to you and all the crew down there and everybody on Beat Breakfast from all of us here at Today FM.
Oh, get the plug in, Ian. Get the plug in. Oh, what a legend. Yeah. And one of the nicest guys in radio. We're very lucky that he's part of our radio family now, an absolute legend, but I don't think I'll catch him for years.
No,
I don't.
From
think.
One legend to another, though, that was
I only got to 17 years altogether.
Yeah.
15 here, two across the hall. 17 was enough for me.
Yeah.
I now work with somebody who's been on Breakfast for 30 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Something like that.
Which just like, suits some people.
Like Ian Dempsey, yeah.
So, but you can hear it. Like, he just loves it. He just loves
it. So, when is your year off, Niall?
Well, do you know what? I said if I won the casting, could I have 3 months?
Oh,
that's
all
I want.
We'll organise that.
3 months.
Yeah.
Right, we got a result on Cheese and No Cheese. Oh. There was two votes in it. It was quite tight.
Ooh.
Two votes.
I really feel like if it is, I kind of feel like I want to give it.
It's okay because I'd love an El Cheesy sing along. In the meantime, Vincent Bradley, you're a legend.
We love you, Vinny.
Thank you for rejoining us. See you in 20 years' time.
Yes, back here, same spot.
Love you, Vin. Oh God, I put Vinny through absolute torture there. I made him dance with
it. I just remember how I don't know the words to a lot of songs.
No, I didn't know them either, but it doesn't stop me, darling.
I felt like we were shooting that Beat Breakfast Crew video all over again.
Bad memories.
Okay, on the way, still ahead, we have got the Friday Game Show.
Yes, can I give you the title of today's game show? Send a birthday cake for a €50 one for all voucher. Today it's called The Great Beat Breakfast. Niall Power is 20 years on this show today. Friday Game Show!
Woo! Not quite as snappy as Vinny's big hard one.
No.
No. We should bring that back.
Unfortunately, the Broadcast Commission rules have changed a lot over the years. I just don't know if you'd get away with getting your big hard one out every day on the radio.
Vinny, I would have loved to have played that one.
I'm sure you would.